At the end of this week's parasha, Parasha Shlach, the Torah talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis. We know that there's a mitzvah of zechiras yetzias mitzrayim each and every day. A person has to mention yetzias mitzrayim twice a day. We fulfill that mitzvah by reading the parasha of tzitzis as part of Kriya Shema. Ani Hashem Lokeichem Asher Tzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lios Lochem Leilokim. That's the pasuk that we read to fulfill the mitzvah of zechiras yetzias mitzrayim. The question is, why do we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by reading the parasha of Tzitzis? There are many other psukim in the Torah that mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we can read one of those psukim to be yotzei the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why dafka do we pick the parasha of Tzitzis? Apparently there's some connection between Tzitzis and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is that connection? Chazal say in the Gemara Menachas and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis that tzitzis is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is equal to all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. Where do we see that? Urisa moso uzchartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. Rashi writes, how are we zocher kol mitzvahs Hashem? Because the gematria of tzitzis is 600, and there are 8 chutim, 8 strings, and 5 knots. So putting it all together, you have 600 plus 8 plus 5, that's 613. Uzchartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem means that tzitzis is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. By looking at the tzitzis, one is reminded of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So that's certainly a connection between tzitzis and kol ha-Torah kula on one level. But is there something deeper? Is there a deeper connection between tzitzis and kol ha-mitzvahs? The Sforno has a beautiful comment here on the words Uzchartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. He says, what does it mean that through tzitzis you can remember all the mitzvahs Hashem? Tizkeru she'atem avodim lekel yisbarach. By looking at the tzitzis, you'll remember that you're avdei Hashem. She'kibaltem mitzvosav be'olo v'shvua, that you accepted all of his mitzvahs upon you, be'olo v'shvua, with the shvua at Maimar Sinai. V'zebir osam atzitzis shu'hu kechosam ha'odon ba'avodav. And that's through seeing the tzitzis. By seeing the tzitzis, one is reminded of the Olu Shvuah that Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves at Maimar Sinai. Because the tzitzis, Zokt Sforno, is like the chosam. It's the stamp, it's the symbol of the Odon in his Evet. The tzitzis is a symbol of a chosam avdus. You know, every soldier has a uniform that identifies him as a soldier in the army. Tzitzis is the uniform of the Evet Hashem. What's the tachlis of a uniform? It reminds the soldier that he has a mission, that he's part of an army, that he has a goal, he has a responsibility as a member of that army. And the same is true about each and every Jew. As the Sforno continues, "Vazet tachdelu mitur acharei levavchem," when you look at the tzitzis, then you won't follow your hearts. "Lahasik shirus libchem ba'osher v'chavod," to run after taivas, to run after money. When a person remembers that he's an Eved Hashem, he takes life much more seriously. That realization, that awareness, informs and guides and controls everything that he does. And it's through tzitzis. Tzitzis is the cheftza. It's the cheftza shel tzitzis, the uniform that shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, that reminds a person of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and that changes the way that a person behaves. Reb Chaim Friedlander in his Sifsei Chaim points out that perhaps this is why we use the parasha of tzitzis to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because what's Yetzias Mitzrayim all about? It's about Klal Yisrael becoming Avdei Hashem. It's not just Ve'otzeisi V'Yitzalti, but V'lakachti Aschem Li La'om, that Klal Yisrael became the Am Hashem through Yetzias Mitzrayim. And by reading the parasha of tzitzis, we mention the uniform of the Eved Hashem, the uniform of the Jew. We remember Yetzias Mitzrayim by mentioning the tzitzis, mentioning the symbol of the avdus of each and every Jew. The symbol of avdus that we accepted upon ourselves at Maimar Sinai. The Sifsei Chaim continues that the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva echoes a similar sentiment. He elaborates on what the Sforno says. He writes in Shari Tshuva and Shar Beis that a person should always think about himself. He should think about what he's here on this world for. He should always look at himself as a Shliach Hashem, that he has a mission. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put him on a mission in this world. Each and every individual, each and every Jew, has a tafkid, has a special mission to fulfill in this world. To be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, to be osik in chesed, to raise a family b'derech haTorah, to be doeg for Klal Yisrael, to be doeg for Tzorchei Tzibur. Each individual has his unique message, his unique mission to fulfill in life. And a person always has to ask themselves, Rabbi Yonah says, am I fulfilling that mission? Am I fulfilling my personal shlichus? Am I doing what the Rabbonu Shlolem expects from me as a Ben Yisrael? A person always has to remember the tzitzis. He's supposed to look at the tzitzis and try to internalize the message of the tzitzis. The tzitzis reminds us that we're here for a mission. We're here to accomplish. If we always think of the message of the tzitzis, then hopefully that will inspire us to live for a higher purpose and to elevate everything that we do. Good Shabbos.